I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Chinese President Xi Jinping has told President Biden he's willing to work for a smooth transition when Donald Trump takes office in January. The two met on the sidelines of the APEC summit in the Peruvian capital, Lima. Mr. Xi described the relationship between China and the US as having ups and downs, but said it played a key role in shaping global stability.
China is ready to work with the new US administration to maintain communication, expand cooperation and manage differences, so as to strive for a steady transition of the China-US relationship for the benefit of the two peoples.
President Biden has said ties between the two nations should focus on competition, not conflict. The US president-elect Donald Trump has picked a fossil fuel executive to be his energy secretary. Chris Wright is the CEO of fracking company Liberty Energy, who's downplayed the urgency of the climate crisis in the past, arguing that fossil fuels were key to global prosperity. His appointment aligns with Mr. Trump's campaign pledge to back the oil and gas industry. Rowan Bridge reports.
During his campaign, Donald Trump promised his new administration would drill, baby, drill and increase the extraction of fossil fuels. He's now picked a staunch defender of the industry to lead the Department of Energy. Chris Wright has called climate change activists alarmists and has likened efforts by Democrats to combat global warming to communism. There is no climate crisis, he said in a video posted to his LinkedIn profile last year. A supporter of fracking, he made a media splash when he drank fracking fluid on camera to show it wasn't dangerous.
According to the AFP news agency, Venezuela says it will free 225 prisoners this weekend after they were detained during the unrest following July's disputed presidential election. A human rights group in the country said at least 70 people have been released from prison on Saturday. Soldiers were seen escorting freed prisoners to family members waiting outside. Andres Galea was one of those released.
The confinement almost unhinges you. If you don't know how to manage your mind well, you reach a point of depression or madness. It's really something that I don't wish on anyone, especially people who don't deserve it, because I think that all of us who are here are really innocent, and to go through this bad time is something that no one really deserves.
More than 1,800 people were arrested during protests after officials declared Nicolas Maduro the winner. Palestinian health officials say at least 10 people have been killed in an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced families in Gaza City. Israel's military says a Hamas command and control center was embedded in the building in the Shati refugee camp. In Lebanon, Israeli forces have continued to trade fire with Hezbollah. This is the World News from the BBC. A rights group in Sudan says the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces have killed more than 1,500 civilians over the last month in Al Jazeera state alone. The RSF has been fighting the army for control of Sudan since April last year. Will Ross reports.
The local activist group Jazeera Congress says hundreds of villages have been abandoned since the RSF captured the state just under a year ago. It's documented more than 150 cases of rape. The recent sharp increase in violence is having a terrible impact. The UN says more than 340,000 people in Al Jazeera state have been forced from their homes over the last month. Families fleeing in panic are getting split up. With further allegations of ethnic killings by the RSF, a local rights organisation says there's an urgent need for international intervention to create safe corridors to help civilians escape the violence.
Police in South Africa say they'll continue an operation to arrest illegal miners at a gold mine in Stilfontein who returned to the surface after a court ruled that access to the mine must not be blocked for emergency services. Hundreds of people are thought to be underground due to the fear of being arrested. The first US case of a new form of Mpox has been confirmed in California. Health officials said the new case was diagnosed in a person who had recently travelled from eastern Africa. The patient was treated at a local medical facility and has been isolating at home. Spanish weather officials have contradicted declarations by head of the Valencia region, Carlos Mazón, about the lack of warning of last month's flooding, which killed more than 200 people. It adds pressure on Mr. Mazón after it emerged that he spent 3 hours in a restaurant on October the 29th, while the floods were already causing damage. And that is the BBC News.